The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stay hydrated. It's hot out there.
So my teenage son just went out in sweatpants and a hoodie. It's 98 degrees. At least I know he'll be cool in our house, thanks to Atlas Butler. If something goes wrong, they'll fix it within 24 hours. They call it their comfort pledge.
Get too hot?
I need my phone.
Oh, your phone. Should have known.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURN.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is John Heumann for our bi-weekly dose of Vox Screen Stocks. You all right, John?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you doing, Justin?
Yeah, good. And like I said, we go through this once every couple of weeks and we try and pick out some stocks we wouldn't otherwise look for by using certain metrics. So what's the screener this week, John?
Yeah, so this is a Benjamin Graham-inspired screen. It's called a net-net screen.
So
Benjamin Graham, as I'm sure most investors will know, is sort of one of the... one of the greats. He's one of the investing greats. You know, he's the guy that inspired Buffett, and you know, he really is the sort of the father of investing. Yeah. And what he was often looking for was shares that were valued, you know, basically too cheaply, that the market was looking at them and not recognizing the sort of the inherent value. In Ben Graham's case, it was often, you know, in respect of their sort of balance sheet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
So this is really a deep value screen, and what it's looking at is for companies that are valued at a discount to their net current assets.
Yeah, so this is not net assets, it's current assets. So
current assets.
Yeah. And do you know what was very interesting? I listened to, I don't know what it was about, a book, but apparently Benjamin Graham changed his thesis a little bit every sort of book, and he said, I keep evolving it, but he still looks for deep value. But it's very interesting. It throws up some very interesting plays here, and I'm just looking through. I know a few of them. The first one at the top of the list there, Kikuzi. I looked into that.
I've never heard of it.
Well, I think it's based in China originally. Okay, no. I steered away from that. There's a couple of others there I recognise. Novacyt, Brown Group, Inland Homes, a few others, Barclay Energia, Zambeef, Springfield. So, okay, which one have you gone with, John?
So I'm going to be a bit contrary today, or contrarian, and go to the house building sector.
Yeah. Oh, hang on a sec. So have I. So
right.
Well, I've picked those, so it could be the same one. What have you
gone
for?
It could be the same one. Well, I'm going for MJ Gleeson.
Yes, same one. I think it's compelling. I mean, just look at the chart. It's a massive sell-off, isn't it? I mean, I look at the chart there. I mean, just £8.80 July 2021. It's now £3.70. I thought this must be a basket case. I looked into it. Like I said, well, we know pretty much the current assets are good, but it's okay, isn't it? You take me through what you thought about it.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, I mean, I think it's probably best to start, you know, with the housing market generally, yeah. And where that's at. We have spoken about it before, but you know, we've had more data since we last talked about housing. You know, we had some figures today from Lloyds Bank. Which were very, very gloomy. I mean, they're talking about an 8% fall in house prices that could be coming this year. We know that, you know, the housing affordability is stretched. We know that mortgage rates are rising, which is obviously going to put pressure on the housing market. We know that people are struggling with affordability generally due to the cost of living crisis. So, you know, and we know that house builders have been, you know, suffering from build cost inflation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, generally speaking, the housing sector is looking pretty, pretty horrible. And, you know, if you look at that MJ Gleeson chart, well, that's, I mean, they're down 50% year to date. But, you know, you've seen some really big falls across the sector. So, you know, some of the really volume house builders are looking pretty horrible. Barrett the other day, you know, basically warned that demand was softening. So, yeah, you know, really not a sector you want to touch at the moment, given the risks that are out there.
Yeah, well, oddly though, I did see that, you know, I mean, I think this is Simon Jack for the BBC just tweeted out, actually, he said, Lloyds, like you said, the see house prices falling by 8% next year, base case. Mm. But it's, and he did say, pointed out, it's worth remembering, though, I mean, the house prices, I think, you know, up until the last 12 months, have done about 13%. So it's not like they're crashing below where they were. They're pretty much going back to where they were, you know, take out the last 12 months, aren't they, you know?
Exactly. So yeah, we are expecting to see some softening of prices, but, you know, we've had real strength in the housing market. You know, prices have been going gangbusters for a very, very long time. But I guess, you know, I guess the concern is that, you know, sort of first-time buyers are going to be much more constrained than they were previously. And, you know, that the whole chain, the whole house building value chain is just going to be a bit tougher.
Yeah.
And, you know, there is also the view that house prices were sort of have been artificially boosted by, you know, cheap money, low interest rates, and sort of government support. And also a lack of supply. You know, we live in a small island. We've got a lot of people here, and you know, not enough housing. It's that simple. And that equation has really supported house price growth. But that's, you know, that's of no, you know, we if we're looking at house builders, you know, we want to see earnings growth in the future. And that's the worry now, is that actually they have hit the limit of their earnings growth, and we're actually going to see quite a big reset. So yeah, we're going to see earnings going backwards, essentially.
So with that in the background,
yeah, why MJ Gleeson?
Yeah, no, because it's funny, because it's worth looking at different sectors, and probably have they been hit, you know, because they're larger. I was just looking at a quick video of them, and they've got two parts to their business. One is land in the southeast; they acquire that for developers and they get planning, and they sell it off. And the other bit is up north in the Midlands, where they focus on low cost, good energy sort of houses for first time buyers. So you're assuming, I suppose, because of interest mortgages are going up, the rates, it's going to be a harder market for them. But so maybe that's where the share prices come off. But they're quite bullish, aren't they? Even with the macro headwinds, they seem quite bullish, you know?
Yeah, well, they had some decent numbers in mid-September, you know, record numbers. They're still growing their profit. And, you know, this is despite having had to pay, obviously, some kind of quite significant charges for the cladding compensation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all house builders had to pay this, but actually MJ Gleeson, you know, came out of that a little bit better. There's still a little bit of risk there looking into the future, but it came out better and managed to grow its profits, you know, despite this problem. You know, it is bullish, but only in the sense that, you know, it's sort of its business model is slightly different to other house builders, as you rightly say. Mm. You know, it's selling sort of oven ready land in the southeast of England, and that's what there is a real shortage of. So that's a, you know, a good business. Even if the economy goes into, you know, a recession, you know, we still need houses. You know, we still need houses to be built. And, you know, actually selling the land, I think, is probably a better place to be than actually putting the houses up right now in that particular region. As you say, the north it's more sort of affordable housing. And I think, you know, if you're seeing a sort of squeeze in this market, affordable is probably the bit that's going to prove more resilient. And that's really what's given the company confidence to be as bullish as it is.
Yeah. Well, just looking at the figures here. So they've got a market cap of 217 million. They've got 33.7 million in cash. So their enterprise value is 183. They've got no debt. And they said that their profit, pre-tax profit was 55 million, post-tax 45, and that's up from 33 the year before. Like I said, revenue's gone up from 288 million to 373 million. And so it's, you know, like I said, they generate cash from operations of 11.8 million. Decent growth in last year, 29% top line, and literally they are on a EV sales of half of one, EV EBITDA of three. And like I said, they have plenty of cash there, and they seem quite bullish. But they are undervalued, like you say. And I think if they can keep up, I mean, even if growth is, I mean, I look at the broker forecast, and they think top line growth will go from 29% they've just done to 15 to 10. But even on that, you know, if they keep going at that level, that's fine, because they are literally so undervalued. And if you do one time sales or even so 7 times EBITDA, you're looking at, 100% upside, really. So I just think it's one of those stocks, like I said, this podcast is about finding companies to put on the watch list. And that's what you have to do, I think, just be patient for a while to see the macro, because I mean, obviously no one can predict the future, and it may get worse. But it's definitely one, isn't it, to put on your watch list. So like I said, they got no debt, they got a tumbler of cash, they're generating cash, and they seem quite bullish. So I think it's a bit oversold. But again, it's the uncertainty, isn't it? That's why it's oversold.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, what I'm not saying is go out and rush and buy this today, because, you know, there could well be more pain in store for the housing sector. And you know, even some of the companies within that sector that are better positioned, like MJ Gleeson. But it is, you know, it's looking remarkably cheap, you know, in terms of its history, and where, you know, once this sort of, you know, economic crunch is behind us, then, you know, this company will still be around. You know, it's got that sort of margin of safety within its balance sheet that the screen's identified, and a business model that, you know, looks like the right model for where we're going to be, you know, coming out of this difficult economic time. And I think, you know, if you look at sort of, you know, there's obviously lots going on in politics at the moment. Mm. But, you know, we do now seem to have, certain quibbles over the Home Secretary aside. I think it looks like a decent cabinet. You know, we've got a renewed focus on levelling up, which obviously will, you know, support again the likes of MJ Gleeson, which is building in the regions rather than the southeast. So you know, these are big political problems to solve, housing. So you know, it's not a sector that I think will be left to rot. It's going to have a few tough years, but you know, coming out the other end of it, this is one that I'd probably be holding if I were back in the sector.
Yeah, well, I've just brought an alert on the chart, just because I mean, just looking at the chart, they are now at last time that this price was March 2015. That's when we were last here. And like I said, their market cap is 215 million, and their net current assets are 280 million. So there's a decent bit of margin of error there, safety, I suppose. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, definitely. I mean, it's not the worst performer in the sector. I mean, if you are looking for real, you know, deep value companies within the house builder sector that have sold off more. I mean, look, Inland Homes is on the list as well. Hmm. You know, and their shares are back where they were, you know, in 2012. So there are companies that look on the face of it cheaper, but I just think MJ Gleeson's got a bit of strength behind it.
Yeah. Well, it's quite encouraging. There's no debt there and plenty of cash, you know, and all that stuff. So that's quite encouraging. So going forward, yeah. But like I said, as yet, we don't know how this is unfolding, the housing market. But I think there will be, like I said, probably some support going forward for first time buyers and all that, because that stimulates the market, doesn't it? So
100%.
Yeah, cool. Good picks. So, by the way, the ticker is GLE. MJ Gleeson is a stock, and just I think worth following just to see where it goes, because it'll be interesting to see the next set of figures and the figures after that, you know, see where they go from there. But like I said, how much is priced in? The share price is at 2015 levels, so yeah, interesting stock. Marvellous stuff, John. Thanks. Wonderful. For that, catch up in a couple
thanks,
of weeks.
Justin. Thanks, mate. See you soon.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
For over 30 years, BHM has been the trusted CPA firm for closely held businesses across Ohio and West Virginia.
BHM has made life easier for myself and our company when it comes to tax and accounting.
At BHM, we develop top talent to tackle your most complex challenges.
A CPA firm can be the lifeblood to a successful business. If you don't feel that way about your firm, ask yourself why not.
Visit bhmcpagroup.com to schedule a consultation. BHM, the CPA firm simplifying the complex.